I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Of Jay Day and the Day Home Team with our Mid-Atlantic Real Estate Podcast. Speaking of Mid-Atlantic, welcome back from the Pacific side of the country. You've been in Alaska.
Oh, yeah. talk about snow and winter. And one of the funniest things was, you know, we learned there, you know, people complain about the roads here. They can't really clear the roads there. And there's no such thing as salt in Alaska. They use gravel.
Oh, is that right? See, I don't think they want to clear the roads. I think privacy is the whole thing about living in Alaska.
Yeah, it's we learned, like I said, it's the one thing I learned is, you know, your windshields are going to constantly chip. And they have some cool mechanism that when everything melts, they come out and they suck all the gravel off of the roads and reuse it the next year. But they don't believe in using salt because it'll destroy the roads.
Interesting, because we oversalt our roads here. And we rust out the bottom of our vehicles eventually from all this salt.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like I said, there, the road, I mean, we were walking and driving on just sheets of ice. It was sort of insane.
Well, you were out there talking to some people in the real estate business. It was kind of a combo business pleasure. I can't make the connection of Alaska real estate and Mid-Atlantic real estate.
You know, we were asked to go out there to train on how we do our marketing, what we do for our sellers, and how we help get their home sold quickly. And again, because it is a different side of the world, they wanted to see how we do it on the East Coast so they could try and take some pointers from us and stand out even more from, you know, what they're already doing out there.
Are they building developments around towns like Anchorage, like suburban developments like we see all around here?
It's spot lots out there. There's no national builders in Alaska. It's all...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's all small little things. And, you know, our friends that we were with, they just built their home. And it reminded me a lot of Linganore, like on the side of mountains and cliffs. And even though their mountains are very different than what we have here in Frederick County.
So you were out there in the middle of winter. What was the temperatures like?
I think the coldest it was when we were there was like negative 10.
That's cold, Jay. That's freezing cold.
I know. Everyone was joking. They're like, what are you doing going to Alaska in the wintertime? Well, to me, if you want to see the beauty of Alaska and truly experience it going in the summer, it will be beautiful. But you know, you've got to go when there's snow and when it's, you know, a little bit more fun and feel those cold temperatures.
So the Mid-Atlantic area, speaking of Alaska and speaking of some of the historic storms that we've had and some of the historic flooding in West Virginia last year and Baton Rouge, these places that have never flooded before. If someone's thinking of buying a house and you're thinking about, boy, I'd like to be by a river, I'd like to be by a creek, whose responsibility is it to report on that, on the possibility of flooding? Has this area ever flooded before?
Yeah, and it's required. Well, FEMA requires, you know, FEMA has the floodplains, and, you know, the sellers ask if their home is in a floodplain, and then the buyer also confirms that through their insurance company because, you know, there's parts of Washington County. I mean, I'll never forget, it was years ago. I think it was Funkstown. There's a part of Funkstown that's in a floodplain, and the insurance in a flood area is not cheap, and it makes it where some people cannot buy homes.
Even an area that it hadn't flooded in years, but it just happens to be in what they're calling a floodplain?
Yeah, we had one recently, too. One of our buyers was interested in something. They got the pricing from the insurance, and they had to change their mind on the property because, you know, the flood insurance is, you know, that adds to your monthly payment, and that can push people over the edge of what they're able to afford.
What if you have somebody that wants to buy your home, a cash buyer, somebody out of my realm of possibility, I'm going to pay cash for your house. Do they need a real estate agent? Do they need a lawyer because they want to get, well, I'm going to get the most money possible. I don't want anybody to get a piece of this money. What's your advice on this?
It's so funny you ask that because we just had somebody call in the other day. They're an investor and they were calling on one of our houses and they're like, you know, we want to talk to the listing agent. We want to talk to the listing agent because we want to save some money. The bottom line is talking to us is not going to save the seller any money. The seller has a set commission they pay, and that commission is either all goes to the one side or it gets split if there's another agent involved. So trying to do things independently doesn't really make sense. And whether you're cash or you're getting financing, that doesn't make a difference either because at the end of the day, you still have to have a contract. With having to have a contract, you know, you need to have that document done either, you know, in my opinion, by, you know, an agent, obviously, or you can pay an attorney if you want. But technically, going out there and making sure you have all the right forms, it just doesn't make sense to do it without having a professional.
We were talking about off and on. I see you every couple of weeks, and we talk about the winter months and don't wait till spring. Well, here we are. Things are changing a little bit. We got some buds on the trees. Is the market picking up in our area?
It's the same thing. We still have a limited inventory right now. You know, I feel like every week we end up talking about this, and you know, we're running into the same thing. Our agents that work with buyers are, you know, running into 6 offers, 8 offers, 12 offers. Homes are selling for over list price in certain areas and certain price points. It's still, you know, for sellers, it's a great time.
So if your house lists between $250,000 and $500,000, you have people lined up waiting to buy these homes.
Yeah, we do. You know, we've got, you know, same thing. We've got some stuff in the under twos, the condo side of people just, you know, chomping at the bit to get things here in Frederick County. And, you know, we were out, it was just out this past weekend. You know, condo hit the market for, I think it was 155. We went out, showed it to one of our buyers. Within the same day on the market, they already had multiple offers. You know, it's unbelievable. So like I said, if you've been thinking about selling your home, you know, get off the fence. Now is the time. You could probably get more than you're thinking you could get. If you give us a call, we'll give you the details and see what we can do to try and help get you moving.
Call the pros, J Day and the Day Home Team, 855-999-4669, 855-999-4669. I see your paper, Home of the Week.
Home of the Week, 9910 Stephanie Lane in Hagerstown. It's a colonial, 2-car garage, 3-bedroom, 3.5 bath. Great house, you know, deck, fenced yard, finished basement, listed at only $240,000.
Oh, that's a deal in this area.
It is, it is. Check out, you know, the website, you know, the podcast. You'll be able to see it again. 9910 Stephanie Lane, Hagerstown, Maryland. Great colonial, 3-bedroom, 3.5 bath. It's got the yard fence for the kids, the dogs, whatever you have. The basement's finished, your man cave, your playroom, whatever you want. Only $240,000.
If you're listening to our podcast, thank you for listening. If you have some friends, point them to WFRE.com, our weekly real estate podcast featuring Home of the Week in the Mid-Atlantic area. I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.